Hey everybody, welcome to the Randown Podcast. I am your host, Robin Thede, also the host of The Rundown with Robin Thede. See, I just put my name in all the titles of my shows, so you do not forget who I am. I'm so glad you guys joined us today. We have a lot to talk about. If you saw the show last night, you know why. And if you didn't, what are you doing with your life? First of all, I have a very special guest with me who's going to talk with about the show, about her amazing career and all the amazing things she's doing. Please help me welcome, literally, an icon. She's the editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine and just an all-around fantastic woman, Vanessa DeLuca, everybody. Give it up.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here, Robin. You have no idea.
Listen, let me just give some of your credits, okay? Because you co-authored the best-selling beauty and empowerment book, Tyra Banks, Beauty Inside and Out.
Yes.
It's a fantastic book, by the way.
Thank you.
You've gotten the Distinguished Alumni Award from Columbia University, their graduate journalism school, and you restarted your career in your 30s as an editorial assistant at Glamour magazine.
That's exactly right.
You know, so yeah. You are a true inspirational story. Hashtag Black Girl Magic. It's weird to call like a woman Black Girl Magic, but you know what we mean. Black Lady Magic, whatever.
Absolutely.
Black Queen Magic. We're so excited to have you here. I love, you guys have been kind enough to feature me several times in your fantastic magazine. Right there behind you,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, just a few. But,
not enough, though, obviously.
We'll work on that.
Okay, great. No, I think Essence is the premier magazine, especially for Black women. And the stuff you guys do is just phenomenal. I remember the feature with all the Black women in the White House before the Obamas left. I'm
yes.
telling you, I cry whenever I look at that. I still have it.
Yeah.
I have it like in my house as a protected piece of literature. It's so special.
We had no idea how everyone was going to react, respond to that. But I mean, the Twitterverse like lost its mind.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because you don't get to see us portrayed in that way.
Correct.
All the time.
Yeah.
That there are incredible, smart, effective, like powerful women doing the work all the time, but we don't get to see that. So to give space to that and room to that story was very important to us. And it just proves that when you give Black women the visibility and the shine that they deserve,
mm-hmm.
that love is overwhelming.
That's
right. And it's just a show of respect.
Yep.
That we need more of.
That's
right. And that's really why we're here. I mean, that's really what Essence is all about. Just making sure that you are reminded that you are a queen.
Hey!
That you have the ability. You have everything you need to be everything you want to be in this world, even if the world isn't necessarily telling you that every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
If y'all don't feel empowered, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Hey, speaking of Black women doing great things, my show last night.
Yes, no, it was a great show last night.
Wasn't it fun?
It was so
good.
Listen,
if I don't brag about me, who's going to do it? My whole staff just put their whole foot into that show last night. We had so much to talk about, and it was so tough because I'll tell you, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. We had so much trouble picking which stories we were going to do because there were so many, and we would just come back from a week off at Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, okay, well, we'll just focus on the stuff from this week because there's no way we can go back.
That's true.
The Matt Lauer thing broke. We were like, okay, well, then great. We can talk about Tamron Hall and Ann Curry, and we can get our angle that matters to us. But then the Russell Simmons thing broke the same day, like hours before we went to air, and it was just a mad dash. We didn't even make it to Representative Conyers or any of that stuff because it was just triage.
I mean, it's
at
just,
that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just scandal upon scandal upon. I mean,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. But I love the point that you made with the in the show last night where you were talking about how women are always put in the position of having to clean up.
That's right.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. When are we going to have a moment where the men step forward in ways that basically embrace that this should never happen.
Right. And that it's their fault.
And that it's their fault, that this is, it's not about sex, it's about power.
Yep.
And that it cannot continue.
That's right.
I haven't really, even with the apologies.
Oh, please, they're horrible.
Just, oh, I'm like, if I read one more lame, like, you know, some of this is untrue. If I offended, I'm embarrassed. I.
Yes.
What about the women themselves?
Well, so few of them actually have an I'm sorry in it. Let alone, you know, taking accountability for what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. And to not acknowledge the victims, I mean, at least the women, from the, you know, the boat on both on CBS and on the Today Show, CBS Morning News, they both acknowledged the victims.
Yes, they did.
Which, you know, if you can imagine if there were, maybe if there were two men sitting in those seats.
Right.
Maybe that wouldn't have necessarily happened. I don't know. But, you know, the women at least did the triage that they need to do in terms of just let's acknowledge that there are women who've been impacted by this in incredible ways.
And, that's right. And that they're the real victims. It's not these men who are losing their jobs who have millions of dollars anyway.
That's right.
And the crazy thing is, you know, we made a joke last night that Matt Lauer should have announced his own departure, but I do think that's what they should do. I think they should come on and say, I did these horrible things, and then they should get carted away.
Right. Yeah, they have such
Why
an easy out.
Why should the women
out.
Have to do
it's
it?
Such
right.
an easy out. And you realize these people aren't walking away with nothing.
No. Matt Lauer's about to get millions.
Not like the women did. Yeah, he's about to get like a $30 million
Correct.
Payout, the rumor has it. And, you know, Charlie Rose, you can imagine, same thing. I mean,
same thing.
None of these
Russell Simmons, he still gets to get the money from his companies. He's just taking himself out of the meetings.
Even that Prairie Home Companion
Ooh,
dude.
Ooh, Garrison Keillor. We didn't get to him either. Oh, Garrison Keillor, you got nerve.
You know, I mean, just, it's just insane. And the, you know, when I see, like, you know, I'm on a lot of listservs and just the conversation that's happening with other women about how outrageous it is, how the rumors about all of this behavior have been going on
for years,
for even decades.
And women have been speaking out for decades.
Of course.
But they haven't been heard.
Well, no, because, you know, it was a period of time where, quite honestly, I don't know how we got here. We have someone in our administration who's been a key.
Sorry, they can't hear my eye roll, but it was vicious.
I mean, you know, now it's like it's been normalized in so many ways.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
This is a behavior. I mean, in the past, anyone in the political arena that would have some kind of scandal like this would immediately be X'd out. They would, you know, or
no, I think in the past we kept covering it up.
Yeah,
I think because it's so visible now, I think because the president has normalized it in a way, there's a backlash because there are sane people who are saying this is wrong and the president should not talk about grabbing women and doing all this stuff. And so I think the backlash is actually coming. I'm not saying that Trump is causing a good thing, but I think in a way we are now having a backlash because normal people, healthy, sane people are saying this is not okay.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And it's great to see women come forward and not only be heard, but be believed.
Right.
And have an opportunity to somehow, in some way, get justice.
Right.
You know.
Although I still think black women aren't being listened to as much as they need to be in these situations. And there are plenty of black women still crying out. You know, well, whatever. I'll leave R. Kelly out of this. I always go into that. But anyway.
Yeah, no,
but you know what I'm
true.
Saying? We still have more to go.
Yeah, no, we absolutely do. I mean, you think about all the women that are, you know, not in high profile, you know, very influential spaces. Women who are domestic workers. Women who work in restaurants. Women who, you know, are doing blue collar jobs.
That's right.
That are facing the same kinds of harassment and intimidation
and
assault and have no place to go, I mean, quite honestly.
Yep.
And that's still very real, but we're not hearing as much about that right now.
Yeah.
But
I hope that we will. I hope that the tides are turning. And one place, I will say, awkward transition, where the tides are turning is in the royal family. Yes. Meghan Markle and Prince yes. Harry.
Yes.
What do you think about this? Shout out to our graphics team. Yeah, shout out to our graphics team for
hilarious.
The Black and White Castle logo. If you have not seen it, look it up.
Loved it.
Our graphics team is so good.
So good.
They're so good.
So good.
we give them an idea. We give them a joke, and they kill it every time.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't understand why the audience was laughing, because I was saying a joke, but I was like, it's not that funny what I'm saying. And I realized that they were laughing at the graphic, and that just made me really happy.
It's a classic. Sure.
Do you are you in support of this marriage?
I mean, yeah, why not? Of course.
Why not? We need a black princess.
We've had black princesses.
We have. There's one
we've
currently.
We've had black queens.
Amen.
I think what resonated with us a lot in this, because people were excited.
Yeah.
Black Twitter was on fire.
On fire.
Is just that
everybody wants to go.
People are planning like their own viewing parties already.
I know.
But I think it's because it almost touches that part of you that remembers that we are descendants of kings and queens.
That's right.
And to see that kind of come, even if it's showing up in a different way than what we might have had it in the past, to see that come to life in this fairy tale romance and now this royal wedding is exciting. And I don't think that it's necessarily because of who he is, but I think it's because of the way that he honors her.
Absolutely.
The way that we see him.
He truly loves her.
He treats her with such, you know, reverence and appreciation.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, we all, you know, no matter who you are, universally,
yeah.
we all aspire to have a relationship like that.
Listen, we came out for the Gucci Keisha K. Orr wedding, so I mean, why not? Why not
we
for the
sure
royal
did.
Family?
We
I mean,
sure
you know,
did with all the jewels,
okay?
All the jewels.
If we watch that diamond encrusted extravaganza,
extravaganza,
we better show up for this. You want to know a secret?
Yeah,
Megan's my good friend. We went to school together.
Out.
We went to Northwestern University together.
We know that you're in.
Listen, I don't even want to get excited because her phone number is not currently working for me. So,
well, you know, she's got to do some things, like she's got to do that British citizenship. She's got to get baptized in the Church of England.
Yeah, she's got to do all. She's got a lot of stuff to do, but I am secretly hoping for an invitation to that.
Yeah, please. Are you kidding?
Let me tell you though. Let me just say this for the world: like, she is. If anybody were going to be royalty, she is absolutely it. This is a woman who works tirelessly on humanitarian efforts. She's brilliant. Like, he's lucky to have her.
Yeah, and
you know?
I think that that's also, there's a little sentiment there as well.
Yeah. Do you think people know that?
I think that.
Or they're learning about her?
I think they're definitely learning about her. And I think that we are excited also because we know what kind of woman his mother was.
Yes.
And what kind of man he's become.
Yes.
And that humanitarian efforts are, you know, just really his, you know, just his passion.
Yeah.
And I think to have a partner and a mate that can, you know, match that, like we're equally yoked,
it's great.
You know, like we like to say.
Yep. Like George and Amal.
Yeah,
Clooney's.
Exactly.
Like the Clooney's.
Like, you know, it's just, it's wonderful to see that.
It
and
is.
You know they're going to do great things.
Yeah. Well, speaking of doing great things, B.O.B. denied slavery happened.
Oh, Lord.
Can you go get your boy, please?
No, he is not my... listen,
no?
He's
not on
not
the cover of Essence
no,
next month?
You want me to lose my job tomorrow?
What is going on with it? Like, I'm genuinely concerned. Like, and I know there's some, like, weird conspiracy theory things, and people, like, they've been pulling the wool over our eyes for years. But I'm like, but slavery, though? I was just in a slavery museum where they had tapes of former slaves speaking about slavery.
I'm like, dude, go to a library.
Just a cursory Google search.
Go to the Smithsonian Museum.
The Blacksonian.
Go, I mean, watch Roots if you have to.
Okay.
Like,
the
what
new one,
is
the old
problem?
One, we don't care.
It doesn't matter which one. But like, seriously, how can you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
That's how I felt.
I mean, you're insulting. Like the ancestors are in an
correct.
Uproar. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Just to have someone say something so ridiculous. Lord knows how many slave ships are at the bottom of the ocean.
Correct.
And because no one has unearthed them, that means
it
didn't exist. That's ridiculous.
Right. Well, he thinks the earth is flat, so he thinks they just sailed off the edge.
Okay. Well, he can sail off. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You're right. You're right. So, you know, that's why we brought up slavery happening in Libya and Dubai, here in the United States, the case of Santoya Brown, because all that is really important. And, thank God, actually, B.O.B. gave us a good reminder to be able to talk about what's actually happening.
No, because human trafficking really is, continues to be an incredible issue. I mean, you know, it comes and goes in the news cycle, but it's real. And, you know, just seeing it in 2017.
Shocking.
It's
heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
And I don't think any of these other shows are going to talk about it. You know, and that's what we have the unique ability to be able to do on this show is to say, you know, we can make jokes about everything like all the other hosts, but at the end of the day, like, I have concern for the community and I need people to be informed about what's going on because you're just not going to get it these other places.
It's true. I mean, you know, a lot of times now I find out about things through social media, through shows like yours, just our own pipeline.
Yeah. Reading Essence magazine.
Through Essence. Because, you know what the news cycle is like now.
Yep.
You know, predominantly it's like infotainment.
Yep.
It's not really, or whatever's, you know, kind of flashy and
right.
unhorrible. And that's not going to inform us.
There's so many stories about Black people that get ignored totally. And I think it's crazy because, you know, so much of this, then you have things like the Grammy nominations coming out, which were so great. So you have a bunch of categories at the Grammys this year that have no white men in them at all, you know, which is amazing. And then, you know, a record number of Black people nominated. It's just really cool because we are being celebrated in that way. And I hope that the news cycle can start to appreciate that we want to know about stories that affect us, too.
Yeah. But even if they don't, I mean, even if they don't, you're going to do it. And, you know, everyone who has a platform on, you know, different social media networks, they're going to do it, too.
Black Twitter is real.
Oh,
it's the best news source there is.
It is. Listen, it is phenomenal, and they don't get their due all the time, but I think, you know, Black Twitter is everything.
There should be Black Twitter awards. Oh, patent pending. Don't steal it. I'm already doing it. Tag, I got it. You have to do that when you get an idea, because otherwise people will take it and be like, I heard it on the podcast. Now
exactly.
You know what? You know what? I'm declaring it now. The Rundown's going to have Black Twitter awards 2018.
That would be amazing. Because
there are so many, every time I see some amazing thing, like just the dude that remixed like the Golden Girls theme and made it a gospel hit. So good. That dude is so good. Anyway, listen, Black Twitter.
There's so many things.
There's so many things on Black Twitter.
And they're so fast.
They're so fast.
I'm just like, how do you get this meme up? Or how do you get this parody up? How do you, like,
listen.
I mean,
we are not to be underestimated.
We are magical.
We are.
Honestly.
We are magical beings. And so I cannot wait for the Rundown Black Twitter Awards 2018 because they are going to be lit. Let me tell you about a story we cut last night. Oh. I was so sad we did not have time to do this.
Uh-oh.
There was a story about a cat named Notorious B.I.G. who got shot 7 times with a BB gun.
Are you making this up?
I swear
you're making this up.
Show her the x-ray. So the cat lived. The cat's okay.
The cat, have 9 lives.
They do have 9 lives, which, you know.
I mean, so 7 bullets.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I got 2 more to go.
Look at this. Look.
Oh, I can't look at that. I have 2 cats.
We'll put it up on our social. But he's okay. He's okay. But the fact that there was a cat named Notorious B.I.G. and he got shot 7 times was very ironic to me. I mean, I'm assuming it was in retaliation for the murder of 2 cats.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a joke that we did not use last night that I just wanted to be able to use.
That is... I can't with you right now. Seriously.
Oh, God. But you know what? Matt Lauer got in the way, so we couldn't do that.
Oh, wow.
Real quick, I just want to shout out some friends of the show who tweeted at us last night. Oh, Rhapsody. First of all, Rhapsody. Give it up for Rhapsody, man.
Oh, woohoo!
3-time Grammy nominee, twice this week. She got nominated last year for her part on a Kendrick song, but this year, 2 solo nominations. She is so dope. She's the kindest person. We love shooting that concert with her.
That was so fun.
Wasn't
I was like,
fun?
Okay, first of all, I'm always looking for the body roll moment.
Yes. It's a body roll in every episode.
There's a body roll moment in every episode. Yep. The first one was,
I don't even know the first one.
I thought the first one was when you did the show.
Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
When I body rolled out the window. Yes. No, that wasn't the first one. That was the second episode.
Ooh, okay.
I've done it in every episode. What was it in the premiere? Oh, it was Duckworth. When Duckworth performed on the first episode in the bodega, I body rolled with him.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
I body rolled with him. Okay. And then the second week was Handmaid's Tale, and then I don't know where it was. It's all over. But there is, for those of you who don't know, there's a little Easter egg in every episode. I body roll either on set or in a taped piece every episode, so you have to look for it.
Yes.
That one last night was good.
Let me tell you,
we did not plan it.
Really?
That was the first take. And she just said in the street, said, I want to do the Robin dance. And I was like, okay. And when the beat kicked, the next beat, we both just did it. And then if you watch, we both roll back the other way.
It's perfect.
It was Black Girl Magic all day. We could not recreate it. We tried to recreate it in another shot. And I was like, well, hell, we got it in the first one.
It was so good.
We were just in sync.
She was sweet. And then at the end when she said, I hope I didn't walk around the table too many times. I was like, no, girl, claim your time. You can walk around that table
as many times as you want.
You are nominated.
She hadn't gotten the nominations yet when we shot that. So I was just so happy for her. And we knew we were already airing it this week. So it was just perfect timing. Shout out to Rhapsody, man. She's so dope. She also live tweeted us with us last night. She said, man, the Rundown BET is my favorite late night show. Robin Thede is hilarious and a real one. So that's street cred right there, Vanessa. I feel like I kind of made it.
Listen.
Shout out to Roc Nation, her label. And she's on tour right now. So if you guys want to check it out, I'm sure Roc Nation has the links. But definitely see Rhapsody on tour. She is a beast. Like, she's just talented and amazing. And I remember watching her Breakfast Club interview. And she was like, look, I think for me it's taken a little longer because I'm not out here, you know, doing what everybody else is doing. Yeah. And sometimes I might show up in a hoodie and jeans and whatever. And again, no shade to women who dress any other kind of way. I think for her, though, she's had a little bit of a tougher time, you know, making her mark, breaking through because she's not trying to be super flashy and all that. She's just about the music, you know,
is great. I think it's just so great that you provide a space for these artists who are genuine artists.
So good.
And so good. And they may not get a platform.
That's right.
To showcase how amazing they are.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's such a great way to use the platform that you have to, and, you know, to embrace that and bring those people in. I think it's important because the creativity and the artistry has to continue.
That's right. And we just need a space to do it. And at BET, really, I always give credit to BET for 106 and Park, because that was the space where Black artists got to come on and really showcase their talents where other shows didn't provide it. And I'm hoping that when we showcase folks on our show that we're able to launch them to other things. I mean, I think Rhapsody now, I mean, I would not be surprised if I saw her on Colbert next week or whatever, you know, she's great.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's a great philosophy. I mean, I think that we try to do that at Essence too.
Oh, you guys definitely do.
You know, just making sure that, you know, new voices, new points of view are always given a place where they can shine and grow, you know, and help the audience grow with them. Yeah.
You guys start. Oh, please. You're the innovators. I'm just copying y'all. Story of Everest. Hey, that's a good Twitter handle. Said, you are amazing. And I love how many great artists I'm being introduced to thanks to these pop-up concerts. Robin has such great taste. Thank you. We need her to curate Spotify playlists like Issa Rae. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's
We did a video playlist on BET, but we could definitely come up with, a little playlist for the show. We definitely have a ton of artists. You know, we aren't able to do music every week, but we have a ton of artists that we love. So that is not a bad idea. Thank you, Story of Everest. Shout out to Who Is Tiff Is Me. She said, my girl Robin Thede went off on the orange demon in her monologue. She gave us phobics we ain't never heard of. Yes, sis. He is bathymophobic, by the way. Trump is bathymophobic, which means he is afraid of stairs. It's why you always see him on the escalator at the Trump Tower.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You could have added on. I was just waiting for I was just waiting for the next. You need to do another like a follow-up sequel to because there are so many there are so many phobias that you could
have
gotten
into. It's like it's only a 20 some odd minute show.
I know, exactly. I mean, and why give him all that time? But you know, but yeah, for sure. That was you said grammar phobic.
He is definitely grammar phobic. Spelling phobic. We could have done everything.
Oh my God. Obama phobic.
Gross.
Yes.
He's everything. All right, so shout out to everybody who tweets the show. You guys, we really appreciate it because it makes all the difference in the world. Whenever we do, whenever the show is on Thursday nights, if you live tweet with us using the hashtag TheRundownBET, you'll see the little black unicorn pop up. It's very fun. So, Vanessa, I wanted to talk to you. We play a little game called Who's Invited to the Cookout. We'll get to that in a second. But I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the work you're doing at Essence and kind of how you got there. I know you started this second half of your career a little later. What was your path before you got into this business?
Actually, I was in retailing for about 7 years. I started out as a sales manager at Macy's.
Yes.
I had the coats and swimwear department.
Yes.
And I did that for a while, and then I became an assistant buyer of furniture. I did that for a little bit, and then I left there and went into like product development with the May Company. But then when my company decided to relocate to St. Louis, I was like, okay, I've been doing this for a while, but my heart really was in the words, like in words.
And wow.
I was an English major in college.
I was going to say, you were writing anyway, right?
I was, yeah. I mean, I was taking, even though I was doing all these other things, I was still taking classes at night and writing any kind of nonfiction writing, you know, advertising, copywriting, anything just to keep my, you know, I guess skills up or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was fun to me. But then this opportunity came to say, okay, well, the company's moving. I don't necessarily want to move with them. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I still have a chance to transform into something that I really want to do. And so I did. I just kind of like moved back in with my parents.
As a lot of people do,
You know, and...
Now, what, so, is this in New York?
This is in Jersey.
In Jersey, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And moved back in with my folks, and I know they thought I was crazy, but and took a huge pay cut, like half, to go start all over as an editorial assistant at Glamour.
Wow.
And I had probably like 7 interviews there because first of all, you know, it was like old school. Like you had to go meet with HR, then you had to do a typing test.
Oh, a typing test.
I know, I'm showing my age now, but that's the truth.
That is hilarious.
And yeah, like all these crazy things, but they really couldn't wrap their mind around how someone my age, because by then, like, you know, I was like 30, would want to start
I love how 30 is old. Like, how is that?
In the business, that's, you know, that's kind of seasoned, right? So they were like, you really want to do this? They didn't want to hire me and have me be frustrated and then leave. And I was like, no, I'll make the Xeroxes. I'll get the coffee.
Good
I'll do the petty cash. I'll do the whatever.
See, that's what people don't understand.
You know, I was like, I will do the grunt work.
Yes.
And I did. But what was great is I had an amazing boss who saw that I was really interested in growing. I wanted to write.
Yeah.
I started out writing the fashion question and answers column. Like I had
it.
My own column.
Yes.
It was so, you know, it was so exciting to me with a byline and everything. And, you know, she gave me opportunity. And she actually said to me, this amazing woman, Joanne Matera, that, listen, I know you won't be here forever. But while you're here, I will help you to get the experience that you need. All I need from you is to do, you know, to support me and, you know, and do for me the way that I want to do for you.
Look at
and
that.
And we're still connected to
That's
this day.
That's what everybody needs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you just need, it was that, I don't know, it was just like that perfect confluence of, you know, an opportunity and the right person that was willing to give you a chance, because she had also been a career changer.
Right.
So she understood that desire to move into something different. And I think that that really helped make the difference. And plus, I was a little bit more mature. And I think that helped, too, because, you know, sometimes when you're just fresh out of college, you don't always have, you know, the patience
to do what you did. Yeah.
You know, just the patience, you know, you're just in such a hurry to get there. Right. But she knew that I had a you know, a different perspective.
That's right. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I think that that experience definitely shaped how you run your business. The way that you run that magazine and that company is something that everybody should aim for, because it is supportive, it's engaging, but you allow people to be individually creative and be smart, and you hold them to that standard,
yeah,
while also
absolutely.
Making them feel supported, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always wanted to, you know, I thought, and I listen, I tried out for this role like 2 times before I actually got it. So
there you go.
Third time was a charm.
Wow.
But, you know, I always thought, and learning as I was going along, I want to create an environment where people are collaborative, where people feel like they can be themselves, where people will get opportunities to grow and shine, because you're creating the next generation of leaders for this brand or wherever they happen to go from there. I mean, we're an incubator in our own way. And so why not push people to go past, you know, their own boundaries of what they think they can do.
Right.
And, you know, you have to be multifaceted in this media environment. You can't just say, I'm going to sit behind a desk and write stories. And that is so not, I mean, that's not the way to go anymore.
You're not going to make it.
You will not make it. I mean, you know, even when we're looking at hiring folks, you know, I'm like looking at their social media presence. Like,
yes.
I'm looking at.
Ooh, talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to know, like, how engaged are you in conversation? Being how curious you are. What are the things that you're talking about? Who are the people who are following you? Like, what do you care about?
And what nasty pictures are you posting? That's what I'm looking at. No, but I think about this because my sister is in HR and she's always like hiring. She hires teachers for San Diego schools. And the thing is, like, if they're out there posting, you know, naked pictures and crazy things and cursing people out, you can't hire that person.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's.
Now, I could on my show, but you. I work on a comedy show.
No,
if they're not doing that, I don't want them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
How many Twitter beefs do you currently have? None. Get out of here. Get out of here, Harvard.
That is hilarious.
I only hire people with convictions. Felonies. No.
Not true.
That's not true.
But yeah, no, yeah. It makes a difference. And you want... your engagement and curiosity and involvement and what's going on in the world is kind of a reflection of how you will show up.
That's right.
In the role.
That's right.
So, you know, if you're not really in it, which at this point, like, you know, how can you not be? Then that's, you know, that's a real sign of how invested you are in
that.
In
is great advice. So for those of you who are considering anything in the world of publishing, entertainment, any of that, if you are engaged on social media, that adds to your resume and can help show people your personality, your writing style, all of that. So really curate that stuff.
Absolutely.
Great. That's fantastic. I love getting advice from the boss. Do you have any other, what's your like go-to piece of advice when people say, what is the advice? Because I know they ask you all the time. I've been at events where they've done it to you. What is your advice for women who are looking to get into the magazine business, the fashion business, journalism, anything like that?
I mean, I think it's important to put yourself out there. To actually go to many different networking events if you can go to, because this is a business where it's like, if you know somebody, you know somebody. I mean, it still is very much like that.
Right.
So, like for example, I'm on the board of ColorCom, which is, you know, an organization that puts on countless events across the country to encourage people in communications.
And anybody can join, right?
And anybody can join.
Yeah.
And it's a great community of women and men who are kind of like-minded and purposeful and looking to build their careers.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a great, those kinds of organizations are great ways to kind of, even if you're not sure exactly where you fit yet, to kind of like dip a
just
toe
meet
and meet people, talk to people, get great advice, and just network. and let people know, and use that opportunity to let people know what you're interested
Correct.
In. Correct. Like, don't just go and just kind of soak it all up and
Correct.
Leave, but tell people, oh, I'm interested in
yes.
X, Y, Z.
Or and I here's what I studied, and here's
exactly.
what I'm doing. Here's my car. Yeah, be prepared.
You know, like my mom always says, you don't ask, you don't get.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to put the ask out. Well, if you hear of anything or if you know of anything.
Right.
People sometimes think that networking is
pointless,
or like
annoying.
they don't yeah. Well, they don't like kind of like the way that you have to kind of like
force a relationship,
you know,
it.
All of that.
No, but it does work.
But
it does work, especially in those environments where people are expecting you to network.
Exactly.
It's one thing if you're like, you know, jumping into somebody's car or something. It's like, hey, I just want to network. And it's like, I'm
exactly.
sorry.
Or no. jumping into their DMs. Like,
oh,
you know, that
girl.
Happens.
Let me tell you
like,
something
please
right
don't
now.
Do, that.
Do not do that. Do not DM anybody on Instagram, on
Don't
Facebook, on Twitter. It is not professional. It is not the way they want to get your materials.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I screaming that?
No.
I'm sorry. No, but it's
no.
true, because people will be like, I DM'd you my resume and how come you said you're about black women? And I'm like, first of all,
I
do you know how many hundreds of thousands
Honestly.
Of those are in? And I can only imagine yours are crazy. But
yeah.
it's just not professional either.
No.
But I think you're very accessible. Because I mean, you're so engaged in the community, and I guess there are people around the country. You're not like going to show up at their house or their high school, but but there are ways, right? I mean, I'm sure Essence takes, you know, has an internship program, and we have an internship.
Yes,
you know, there's always something going on. You just have to be resourceful.
Program.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
so,
but just do the work.
Do the work.
That's all I'm saying.
It's true. Do
yeah.
the work. Join the professional organizations. Join NABJ. Join ColorCom. Join all these. Get involved. And, you know, Issa Rae said something interesting yesterday or this week that I thought was really important, too. She said, don't always try to network up. You don't have to get in the room with Oprah and try to network with her, because what do you have to offer Oprah?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
But you know who you should network with? The other people in your business who are talented but haven't made it yet. Because they
That's
will
true.
Make it. Because guess who I knew 10 years ago? Issa Rae. Guess
See?
Who else
there
I knew?
You go.
Tiffany Haddish. Guess who else I did a movie with? Leslie Jones.
See?
These were my peers.
Absolutely.
So these are the people that I came up with. Meghan Markle. Hello, Princess Meghan. These are my friends. These are the people who are now making it in their own right. And so I think, you know, not to name drop and brag on all the people I know. But I'm just saying, none of us were doing shit 10 years ago, but we were grinding and
yeah.
we were out there supporting each other. Lena Waithe and I talk
minded.
About this. Yeah, we were like-minded and we were, you know, all in the grind, even though we didn't have anything on our resumes. And that's
yeah.
important as
no.
much as it is to try to get into the room with
it
your mentors.
It absolutely is critical, like to find your, you know, find your tribe, find that
yep.
circle that's, you know, that really understands what we're all aiming for
yeah.
and can support one another. And I think we don't hear about that enough. I mean, there are definitely, especially when we're talking about black women, people think we're, you know, that we don't support one another.
Right.
That's not true.
I think we're in a golden age of black girl magic, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and you see these relationships more and more.
You
I mean,
do.
Especially on Instagram. I mean, you see like Bazama
yes.
from Uber and
her.
Lovey. You see like
yep.
Oprah and Ava. You see these great Oprah and Gail. You see these
Listen,
great.
When Ava did that Apple Music commercial with Mary J. Blige, Kerry Washington, and
mm-hmm.
Taraji,
yeah.
I mean, I was like, I've never seen this on television.
Exactly. Because
it's amazing.
Because you don't get to see it, but you know that it's possible,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just nice to see that reinforced.
Absolutely.
Especially now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need it.
We do.
All right, we're going to play a quick game. Quick game of who was invited to the cookout. This is where we ask all of our amazing guests, who's invited to the cookout? Who can come? Can they bring a side dish? Can they sing karaoke? Can they do the cha-cha slide, or do they even get in the door? Let's see. Prince Harry. I think that's a yes.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
right?
You know,
I mean,
especially now.
Yeah,
I mean,
especially
you
now.
Know, you can't,
he still
yeah.
can't cook anything.
No,
British
no,
food
no.
Is
he
nasty.
Can't. No, he can't bring the potato salad. But he can definitely bring Megan.
Absolutely. Now, Anne Curry, I said she was not honorary black, because I know some of us have a problem when I say stuff like that. But I just said I claim her. We claim her. I actually, you know, here's a little secret. I kind of thought she was part black. I always thought Anne Curry was. Do you have anybody
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
And they told me she wasn't, but
yeah,
do you have
I can't
anybody
think,
you thought was kind of black?
Yeah,
but then you
I can't
they
think
weren't?
Of him right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, but she definitely has...
She has swag.
She has qualities.
She has quality. I just think she's dope, and she got fired because of Matt Lauer's ass.
And I think, you know, we were also sympathetic in that moment, you know, of her, and like to see the comeuppance. You know, there's always that like chickens coming home to roost moment.
Yes.
And this is one.
Yes. Bruno Mars.
Oh, he can definitely come.
Right?
Yeah, and bring his whole entourage.
Yeah, all the hooligans or whatever they're called.
All of them. And
that's his dancers. I'm not just calling them that. They laugh at me.
And perform.
They're like, hopefully
perform.
Yes, he can perform. I think he could cook, too. He kind of looked like he could cook.
He looks like he could do a little something. He probably could
What
do
people say? He looked like he could might do that?
Oh, Lord.
Listen, okay, Bruno Mars, did you see the picture this week of him and next to Ida B. Wells?
Oh, my God. I was screaming. I was like, you guys have too much time in your hands. Who is doing this?
I don't know who did it. It's Black Twitter for the win.
You know?
But what? Now I can't unsee it. He looks exactly like Ida B. Wells
to me now. He does. I'm like, maybe somewhere back in the lineage, back in the, you know.
Yes. Who knew that he was a civil rights icon, Bruno Mars?
Who knew?
Oh, my God. All right. We're going to play a little game now called Guess Who's on the Wall. You've seen our stage before. You've been to a show. So we have a red wall and a blue wall. On the blue wall, there are 200 plus famous African-American folks from history, comedy, sports, science, the arts. So Guess Who's on the Wall? Is Rihanna on the wall? These are 200 and some black people that are important to me. Or who I think are important to the culture.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, actually. Is she on the wall? I think she is.
I don't think she is.
No? She might have been too young. I don't know. Sasha and Malia Obama are up there, so that's not an excuse. Rihanna should be on the wall. Shame on me if she's not. All right, we'll check. You know, it's funny that we play this game and I don't know the answers. Ta-Nehisi Coates, is he on the wall?
Yes.
Not only is he on the wall, we also mention him every day, and he's in the African-American Hall of Fame. And if you saw the show last night, you will know what that means. I highly recommend watching it. Jay-Z.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Tiger Woods.
No.
Hell no. especially not after. Man, what is going on with your boy?
Well, he's just come out of rehab, right? He's just come out of surgery.
Oh, that's not funny. He did come out of rehab. My bad.
You know,
he got a problem.
He's you know, coming back to himself, I think.
Back to himself?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't know if we like who himself is.
I don't either.
Have we ever really liked Tiger, or did we just want to be happy that a black person was golfing good?
You know, I think we tried. I mean,
we did try, right?
We did, yeah.
As soon as he said cobbling Asian, I was done.
Well, you know, it's like, so, well, excuse
I'm sorry,
me, sir.
What? It was Caucasian, black, and Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Cobbling Asian?
Yes.
I mean, look, it's cute, but
he's too old for that now.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude has millions, and then he's the one, I mean, he cheated on his wife with
all
those people.
Exactly, and then the golf club came out. And
oh,
just,
Lord,
like,
Jesus.
Just, you know,
Jesus,
crashed
Jesus.
On the car, all that stuff.
All of it.
Stuff.
All of it. Tiger Woods.
It was, yeah. I mean, you know, who knew? Like, I mean, you know, he seems like such a clean, you know, just kind
like,
of
that's
like
that's the thing.
You know, you just think, oh, he's just going to have that normal, like,
right. You
know.
He just plays golf.
Elitist,
how crazy could this be? Yeah.
You know, upper crusty life. And,
it got crusty, all right. I mean, in a way, I feel bad for him, but also in a way, I don't. You know, because I don't know. I feel like with that kind of success, sometimes I get that people don't have a realistic version of reality, you know, and they're very spoiled. A lot of athletes, especially when you're young, everything's given to you.
Absolutely.
So you have a lot of ego involved and stuff. And it's hard. It's hard to fight that. But then you have people like Colin Kaepernick, who have definitely been held up on a pedestal as an athlete their whole life and are doing amazing things.
You know,
so
I think it, you know, it really boils down to who you surround yourself with. And
yes.
Some people are really good at that.
Yes.
They just know how to keep that circle tight, and some people, you know,
don't.
They need friends,
and some people
they need better friends.
Yes, they need. Michelle Obama said it a couple weeks ago. She said men need to talk to their boys,
mm-hmm.
and they need better friends. All right, well, Vanessa DeLuca, you are an absolute pleasure. Give it up one more time for the editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, Vanessa DeLuca, everybody.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
People can catch you, of course, at Essence, but also at your personal account. You want to give them those details?
Yes. It's so Twitter is @Vanessa_KDeLuca. And Instagram, same thing. @Vanessa_KDeLuca.
All right. Well, you made that easy.
Super easy.
Fantastic. You guys, please re-up your subscription to Essence if you haven't. I have never let mine go in years.
Thank you.
It is... gonna say it's the best magazine, period. So I'm just gonna say it.
That means a lot coming from you, Robin.
Well, your magazine means a lot to me. And it is the essence of Black Girl Magic, if I do say so. Okay, now it's getting corny. All right. The point is, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for watching. We are giving you constant entertainment, online exclusives, Thursday show, Friday podcast. I don't know what more you want from us, people. We're doing as much as we can, and we hope you appreciate it. We appreciate you. Check us out on our social at The Rundown BET on all the places, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, and all that. And next week, we have Michael Skolnick on the pod, and that's going to be really fascinating. He is a social activist. He's also a really good friend with Russell Simmons, and I know he's been, you know, dealing with that this week. So it'll be an interesting conversation. But until then, we will see y'all, and you know how we say, no matter what color you are, stay black.